Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You love being able to chase down knowledge, don't you? Like, where does that rank among your favorite benefits of the gig? Because you have a thirst for it and a freaking desire to know stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be high on the list of stuff you
Very.
Like.
Yeah, I think that it's the thing that's kept me so engaged over the years. You know, I tell people I still like this sport and I'm interested in the sport at the same level as when I was six. Legit. But the reasoning has changed. And so, yeah, I think that the quest for knowledge, but it's not like accumulating to... It's just because I'm genuinely interested. And then I also think it becomes... a storytelling thing, something you can share with people. You know, we had a game last night, and just randomly, because I had done it a couple years prior, you know, like, look, not everybody's in on advanced metrics, and I like it, and I recognize that we got to be careful with how much we stuff down people's throats. But then the other part is, this is what's actually happening. That's my biggest... The biggest flag I put in the ground is, look, this is how they're viewing the sport, the people building the teams. So we can sit here and look at wins and RBIs till we're blue in the face, but they're not looking at that. So you're engaging in some fantasy world at this point. So anyway, I had a conversation a couple years ago with Mike Chernoff when the Cubs were getting ready to play the Guardians and Savali was pitching.
Mike Chernoff, president of baseball ops?
Yeah.
For Cleveland.
Their GM, Antonetti, is their president of baseball. Anyway.
There we go.
So in the middle of the conversation when I was asking him about Savali, because his peripherals were not great, I was like, is he real? Blah, blah, blah. And he stops himself in the middle of it and he says, wait, he's got a lot of wins, doesn't he? And at that time, he was leading the American League in wins. So he didn't even know. And I said, will you let me share that? You may not be interested in WOBA, and not that I drop that very much. You may not even like when we mention OBP, but I try to give you what the league average is. But the point is, you got to be at least a little interested in the fact that Mike Chernoff has no idea how many wins Savali has.
Absolutely. That's instructive,
right,
in terms of the way that the GMs think about it.
So last night,
uh-huh,
I text Carter Hawkins, who's leading our team in RBIs?
It's the Cubs GM, because Bellinger got his 51st last night.
Yes. And he sends me Hap? Nope. Swanson? Nope. And then he lands on Nico, and I'm like, would you be okay if I shared that? And he's like, sure. But he asked everybody in the suite, and Jed was the only one that knew.
Yeah.
But, like, again, it just – think about that for a second. Like,
sure.
The guy who is putting – and it's the way they're all doing it. It's the way they all do it.
There is an accepted – groupthink, and I don't mean that in a negative. Right. There's an accepted groupthink about what matters and what doesn't statistically for people who right. are doing that job.
Yeah.
So I know how invested you are in the statistical awakening of friends, colleagues, the masses, all of us. You want to aggressively drag us to your...
No, that's not true.
I know. No, but I love the way you think about it. I have been a guy who pushes against that for decades in certain ways, and there have been times that I was I'm a little embarrassed of, that my awakening was a little slow.
Right.
But what I find fascinating is that there are still people within the game who push against it.
Yes.
Sometimes they're managers. Very often they're players, but there are people who push against it and have to do the bidding of the ones who are more powerful. But I think that's part of why I myself and maybe others have pushed for nuance in that conversation sometimes, because, well, what about these guys who are actually doing it, who I ask about, and it matters to them? What am I supposed to do with that?
Right. So, but that's the thing that I think is the rub here, and it even gets into broadcasting. I mean,
of course,
you know,
you're
not going to name names, but as a general idea, people can't get their head around the idea that there are folks that played the game really well that don't understand it that well and that don't know that much. That's just real. And people, it's like it doesn't compute. And I understand why it doesn't compute, but it's just...
But then that gets to a battle of sort of ego power on some level, where those that played it feel like, I don't have to understand it. I'm just good at it.
Well,
who are you?
That's right.
Who are you tell me I'd understand?
Yes, absolutely. But it's the Dick Vitale. You don't have to have had a heart attack to be a heart surgeon.
Hmm. Oh, that's good. That's a Vitale line?
Yeah.
I love that.
So... Yes, right. They're great. I mean, anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk play by play. I want to be nerd guy the whole time.
No. You're not nerd guy. But
always make me nerd guy.
Hey, look, if I could tell people the books that are in this room that we're in right now, that would not help your nerd guy if you're looking to undefine yourself.
There it is. There's that book, The Statistical Awakening of Taylor McGregor.
Well, I didn't know that Keith Law wrote this many books. You know what I mean?
All right.
They're all up here.
Stop it.